How much time till we're on?
We're on, Ron!
What?
We're on the air right now.
Oh. I'm ready. Good evening, I'm Ron Burgundy. Here's what's going on in your world tonight.
Welcome to Sports Day, your daily dose of the biggest stories in sport. For the new, refined 7-seat Kia Sorento and Nutrien Ag Solutions, going further for Australian farmers.
I heard you listening to this earlier on. I was wondering what it was. This is what I do in my office.
Is this Indonesian idol or whatever it is? It was, isn't it?
I think it's Lithuanian idol. Shh, listen to it. Oh, welcome to Thursday night edition of Sports Day. Yes, some of our bad songs you'll hear on the show tonight.
Sports Day's victory song. So good.
Welcome to the show. A big show tonight. He's probably going to pull out. The CEO of the Warriors, Cameron George. He looks like the cat that got the mouse, the tail still sticking out of the side of his mouth. He'll be joining us on the show as soon as we break down how the hell did James Fisher-Harris end up at the Warriors and how did it happen so quickly and how did it not get out, Sats? I know we talked about it a lot last night on the show and we had lots of text messages from New Zealand, but he'll be on the show soon. How are you, mate?
I'm really good, really good. Cannot wait for tonight's game. Not quite sure who I'm. I've chosen the Roosters to win the game. I know they've got a terrible record against Melbourne in Sydney, but in saying that, I don't know, something's telling me about this Roosters side. I'm not overly confident, but I think they may get the chocolates at home. This Melbourne side with Nelson back look like a completely different side. But just on the James Fisher-Harris, I've seen some feedback on certain forums, people saying that it's an illegal transfer. This shouldn't be able to happen because he's not coming off contract.
What?
And how can you talk to another player when he's not off contract? You know, the NRL need to get involved in this. Well, no, it's like Adam Fanua Blake is returning to Sydney.
Mm.
It's just in reverse. It's no different.
Mm.
So we didn't ask the questions when Fanua Blake did it, and we shouldn't be asking the same questions with Fisher-Harris doing. Now, I do want to ask Cam George about the thing about Andrew Webster as well. It's flowing under the radar a little bit, hasn't it? Like it's... He's a former Penrith coach, so what?
Cam's been on the text already. He's been a fair dinkum on fire this week, guys. Rat finally ticked off Australian Idol.
Oh, great way to finish the week, Cam. Great way to finish the week.
An announcement to Daddy. Glenn's ringing now. Should we get him on early,
yeah,
Daddy?
Yeah,
I'll leave that. I'll leave that to you. Hello to our listeners through the Super Radio Network, SEN 1170 in Sydney. SENQ 693 AM in Brizzy, SEN Track, SEN Fanatic, and those listening via the SEN app. What's up?
Have you seen the full length ad for the summit?
His so moustache.
Yeah, no, but there's people on there that have suffered some horrific trauma in their life. I mean, they go, there's a lady there, I think she looks like she's only got sort of one arm or half an arm on one side of her body, and this, you know, she suffered trauma through or whatever. And then there's a guy there that survived the Bali bombing.
Yeah.
And then the next one's Rat.
I know.
Well, I guess, I've been on Survivor. I know the sacrifices you have to make. What? Winning money?
Yeah.
They
cheating on people.
Yeah. They tried to make Rat into this, like, sob story.
Oh, yeah. But he looks like a villain.
I've been on Survivor. I know the sacrifices.
And thanks for mentioning Sports Day, Rat.
Not once. Thanks.
Yeah, not one
we
mention.
Get you a job, don't mention us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I want you to finish.
I mean, you didn't want him. I pushed hard.
Yeah, of course you did.
What?
I want you to finish your sentence.
What?
And the listeners can get involved also.
Yeah.
Your misso leaves you on Saturday night. What's the first thing you're doing Sunday?
Why wait till Sunday? Do I have to wait? Like, what time Saturday night?
7 o'clock.
Oh, so what am I doing?
I'm
by
Sporting 10? Globe by 7:45.
Easy.
Yeah.
I am knee deep in a bucket of buffalo wings. I don't care if I'm wearing pants. I don't care.
So if your misso leaves you on Saturday night, 7 o'clock, what's the first thing you're doing Sunday morning?
0457 736 736. Let's ask the guy who's got had that many missos.
Yeah.
If there's a relationship. I don't know what that was. If there's a relationship expert who listens to the show, it's the legend himself.
Yeah.
Glenn. How are you, Glenn?
Hello, Jason, my friend.
Jason.
I won't call you Justin anymore, mate. Jason.
Oh, that's very G'day, nice.
Sat.
Hey, Glennie, how are you, pal?
Yeah, really well, thanks, Sat. Yourself?
Oh, I'm really well. How was your Thursday? Was it good?
Sounds it.
Yeah, really good. Better than yesterday. I fell asleep before I got to ring you, Blake, so apologies for that.
Well, you are busy. You have a day.
Yeah.
Walking to the bottle shop 10 times a day must take it out of you.
No, I didn't go to the bottle at all today, my friend.
Oh, good man.
But anyway, I'm going to introduce my new Thursday segment.
Yep.
Seeing as how a few of the listeners wanted to know where my music was.
Yep.
No.
So here it is. You're the ad that I want. You are the ad I want. Woo, woo, woo. And speaking of great ads, I love you, Dad, the Cabbage website. Best Sheds by Sally Fitzgibbon. Another great one.
I'd rather listen to this. Seriously. You still there?
Yeah, mate.
Have a nice weekend, mate. It is. Have a nice weekend.
Thanks,
see you, mate. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Glenn. Oh, can't stop crying. I just saw an ad on TV. The Jinx Part 2's coming out.
What's that?
Have you not seen the first documentary, The Jinx?
No. Maybe I have. I don't know.
Go watch it.
I took your advice last night. I couldn't sleep, right?
Yeah.
It was about 10:30 at night. I just got, you know when you just fall asleep and something wakes you up, like a yapping little mutt?
Yeah.
My cat was barking at a cat outside.
Yeah.
My dog was barking at a cat outside.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the cat could take my dog down easy. So then I couldn't go back to sleep, so I thought, I'll go and watch Full Swing. I tell you, if you can't sleep, watching a bunch of rich, boring golfers...
Is this on Full Swing?
Yeah.
Oh,
talk about live golf. That gets you to sleep. I fell asleep within the first 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Rory whinging about God knows what.
Oh, see, no, this is you and the PGA. It's got nothing
to do with
rich kids.
No, it's not. I love the PGA.
Kids. It's about the PGA and live.
No,
you need to get over it, mate.
Mate, I actually don't have a side like you. Right?
Mm.
You don't like progress. We know that. Right? Hence your haircut, T-shirt.
What's wrong with my James Rain T-shirt?
Exactly.
Mm.
So, I find them boring watching a bunch of rich people whinge. It's so tough.
Hey, talk about being tough. What about our good mate Fletch on the run home? He's going to Bali.
Yep. Good on him.
Wasn't there an eruption in some volcano?
Yeah, you'd be right.
But you want to be over there when the volcano erupts.
Because then you get stuck there.
Yeah.
Depends which way the wind's blowing.
Amateur hour for Fletch.
No, you'll be all right. You'll be fine. Hey, listen, hello to our partners of the show, too. I'm still doing the intro. Nutrien Ag Solutions going further for Aussie farmers. The Kia EV9, the 2024 drive car of the year. Want to get involved? 0457 736 736 is our text number. 1300 01 11 70. You want to call us like Glenn. Some good stuff going up on TikTok. At the moment, Sports Day SEN, Instagram SENQ, and X Sports Day NSW. As I said, on the show tonight, Warriors CEO Cameron George. Our warm-up segment.
Two first names.
Thanks to Ream.
Beware of someone with two first names.
We'll preview tonight's Thursday night game, Satsy, Roosters versus Storm. This will be a pretty good game. SEN League
great
call
game.
Team of Joel Kane, Brett Camorley, and the very nice-smelling Mark Carroll will be calling that game tonight from Allianz Stadium. You'll get that on SEN. Plus, stations via the Super Radio Network will have that game tonight, so we'll preview that. If Fletch is in Bali, I'm jealous.
Well, he will be in Bali soon.
Mm.
I don't know where he stays. Where do you stay when you go there? You go
all over the joint. I try and stay in different places.
See, I don't go to Kuta. I stay in a little place called Bingham Beach.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, nice little hut there.
Well, I just got myself a villa out the back of Changu.
You did too, yeah, on a rice paddy field.
Yes.
Mm.
I've got to pick rice.
To pay for the unit.
That's right.
The villa.
No, to eat. All right. Daddy, I think Daddy's thrown this topic up today off the back of James Fisher-Harris signing with the Warriors.
Yeah.
I just want to throw... He's gone, what is the best 1-2 punch front rower pairings of all time? And...
What, 1998? Is this NRL era or...?
Yeah, make it NRL. Well, we chucked in an old one, but we've got some... No, it's actually throughout rugby league. On the list at number four...
Mm.
He has Payne Haas and Flegler.
Are you serious?
Like, they're not even together anymore.
Mm.
And one's out injured all the time.
Is that top four of all time?
That's what he's got.
Oh, you're cracking him. Seriously.
He's got Webke.
Can we get Glenn in here as our producer?
Petro Sivanaseva. No, but look, that was very good, right? Mm. That was the golden years of the Bronx, right?
Yep.
There's Mark Carroll and David Gillespie.
Yeah. They won a comp in 96.
James Fisher-Harris and Moses Leota.
Actually, I think Cement may have come off the bench.
But he would have packed down the front row at some stage.
Yeah.
That's how good he was. Mate, your suggestion I love at number five.
Yeah, mine's...
John Sattler and John O'Neill.
Yeah.
Right? And mine at least at number six is David Boyle and Les Davidson.
Mm-hmm.
But for crying out loud, Daddy... Payne Haas and Flegler at number four.
Mm.
If you can think of a pairing, the old 1-2 punch, let us know. 0457 736 736 Sports Update. Thanks to Keno Go. Keno Go's $40 million jackpots. Download the app today. The Roosters, I find this fascinating, are reportedly interested in signing Dane Gagai as a replacement for Joey Manu when he goes off to rugby. Bit of a journeyman. Dane Gagai. I'd still love to have him right now in the centres at South.
Hell of a player, great competitor. One of the nicest guys you'll ever meet off the field, I've got to say that. And anyone you talk to, he's always just such a great club man, always so welcoming of young teammates as well, is always willing to help any teammate. So you talk to anyone that Dane has played with, whether it's Queensland and the NRL sides, he is just one of the... Yeah, the true gentleman of the game. Just a really, really good game. A really good guy. But in saying that also, I can understand it because they won't get him for a lot of money. He's at the back end of his career. He's still competing really hard. But if Joey Manu does come back, now there's some out there saying that Joey Manu will go and play for the All Blacks.
Come back in May or something.
No, he'll go to the All Blacks and play and play in a World Cup because he's Steve Williams, the former All Blacks coach, is coaching over there in Japan. So, but yeah, I'd be very surprised if we don't see Joey Manu back in the game this time next year or just after this time next year. And Dane Gagai, you're not getting him that expensive. So he's still going to have a lot of money left in your cap to fill up your top 30 before June 30. So if Manu does come back and Gagai has to play second fiddle or he goes onto the wing for Joseph Suoli because he's going to leave, you know, It's an easy progression.
Mm.
Yeah, it's seamless.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it doesn't upset the apple cart too much. So
what about, can I just go on to front rowers? I've seen a couple of good ones come through, actually. Yeah. Daddy Vass is onto something.
Mm.
714 in New Zealand, Steve Price, Ruben Wiki from Jared.
Yeah, when Stephen Price went to the Warriors. Yeah, 2005.
Grant from Aspley says Martin Bella and Sam Bacco. Now, wow.
That was for Origin.
Yeah.
Yeah, through that into the 80s. Out of all the Origin series, and being a Queensland fan, and not because our good mate Badge played in it, but the 1989 series as a Queensland fan is still today my favourite series of all time. Sam Bacco was unstoppable. 88-89, he was unstoppable.
He's still unstoppable now when we interview him every now and then, but you've got to get to him early. After 4 o'clock, no good. I like this one from Sporty Gav, and it's the best front row combination for him. With Steve Roach and Lazo playing for Australia in the 1990 Kangaroo Tour.
So Lazo was a young front row blocker at the end of his career, and it was it was his last Kangaroo Tour, the official Kangaroo Tours. And if you sit down with Blocker and talk to him about Lazo, it was a young Lazarus. He'd just come off the back of two premierships. He was a real streamlined Lazo. And during that Kangaroo Tour, Blocker talks about this story about where it might have been the third test. Leading into the third test, Lazo got a gash on his forehead. He said, I think it needed 20 stitches, and they just threw some tape around it. And it was right in between his eyes, like into the bridge of his nose. He said the swelling was disgusting. He said that, you know, the different fluids that were coming out of it were horrific. And he didn't bat an eyelid. This young kid, he just strapped it up. And in that third test, I think it was, he just had an enormous game. You know, he just... and this comes from one of the greatest front rowers.
Oh, one of the toughest.
Your blocker just waxes lyrical about this effort from Glenn Lazarus.
Sounds very Tim Zoo-like, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's, and you go back and watch it, and Lazarus is young, fast, really fast front rower. And as he obviously got later on in his career, he turned into that big block that was really just hard to stop. But, yeah, when he was in his Canberra days, he was a completely different athlete.
Yeah, keep them coming through, 0457-736-736. Hey, we've got to go to a break, but very quickly, it affects, obviously, tonight's game, the Roosters and the Storm. Sam Walker has filed his 11-day concussion protocols and will not feature tonight. So the rule is is it another 7 days? Is that what it is, Sats, or what?
Yes. So you'll still be eligible for next week's game, but right. It's still a longish period in between just to ensure you get it.
So it goes
right.
11 days, then 18, or?
So 11 to, yeah, to plus the 7.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's Sports Update or Sports on the Go. For Keno Go, has the world's largest Keno jackpot for your chance to win $40 million. Download the Keno Go app and start playing today. We're lucky to get him. Good work this. Cameron George, the CEO of the Warriors, joins us next on Sports Day.
Nutrien Ag Solutions, going further for Australian farmers. Find your local branch at nutrien.com.au. The groundbreaking all-electric Kia EV9, the 2024 drive car of the year. Find out more at kia.com.au. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Scotty Sattler, Jason Matthews, counting down to Thursday night footy. We've got the Roosters and the Storm doing battle tonight at Allianz Stadium. But let's forget that match for a moment. You'll hear that on SEN League. But I tell you what, I've never seen a reaction like this before in my life, Sats. All our New Zealand listeners were bombarding us last night on the text.
Rugby union
fans.
Fans as well, yeah.
Unbelievable. Fisher Harris going to the Waz next year on a 4-year deal, getting out of his Panthers agreement 2 years earlier than one of the men behind the whole thing. And what we loved about it the most was it never got out.
Mm.
When you got two clubs working on a deal like
this.
Well,
there's some media that hated it, though.
Oh, I know. Oh, Kenty. But I tell you, marvellous, wonderful organisations, the Warriors and the Panthers. And you know the Panthers quite well. And you know this man quite well as well. He's the CEO of the New Zealand Warriors. He's my second favourite CEO in the game.
Behind Blake Solly.
Blake Solly, yeah, of course, okay. At the Bunnies. Yeah. Cameron George, welcome back to Sports Day.
Good afternoon, gents. And I must admit, Blake, you know, he's a centrefold boy. He's good looking. He's smart. He's a good fella, Blake. So I'm happy to run second to him.
He's good looking to accountants. That's what he's good looking to. Yeah.
Hey, Cameron, is yesterday, and I know you're very close to it, and I know you're modest, but it'd have to be one of the biggest days in history for New Zealand Rugby League yesterday, getting the Kiwi captain.
Yeah, look, I think the signature of James Fisher-Harris to the Warriors changed the landscape in New Zealand Rugby League. He's our leader for our national team. He's an inspiration to many, and he's an absolute credit to himself and his family and the Penrith Panthers. He's done it all there, and for him to to come home and give back to New Zealand is just going to change the landscape over here. There'll be kids running around playing footy now because of just his signing alone. So, look, we're looking forward to having him here, but we're going to just get on with the rest of the year and let him be and let us be. And, look forward to having him next year.
Yeah, Cam, so you're faced with a predicament in the preseason. Adam Fanua-Blake, who top two front rows in the world, both he and Payne Huss sit alongside each other. And you need a world-class front row if you're going to replace him and you're going to threaten the competition. So nothing really on the market that's available. But then you get James Fisher-Harris. How does this all play out? So how did the first point of contact play out?
On Sunday night, I got a phone call, and guys, it just all eventuated from there. Look, we won't go into the detail of the discussions, but it moved pretty quickly in the best interest of everyone. It was important that James is at the forefront of, you know, everyone's thoughts about how we deal with this. And we're able to, you know, every party wanted the same outcome. And, and that was to, you know, make sure James was okay, and his compassionate reasons were considered, and we all considered those and were able to make it work, and we just moved pretty quickly, obviously, and we're at, and very happy and very respectful and appreciated of the manner in which Panthers dealt with it. Absolute professionals, and we just honestly respect the situation. Now he's there for the rest of the year, and he'll do his best for them, and we're going to get on with trying to win a game of footy tomorrow night.
Cameron, did you have an inkling that you were going to get a phone call like this on Sunday, or did it just come completely out of the blue?
Out of the blue. He was committed, but look, as I said, his discussions with Panthers will stay with that. And the phone call came, and then we just, you know, went through the process, you know, pretty very quickly, as I touched on. And, we just wanted to concentrate on trying to get the best outcome for all parties. And we achieved that in a really good time frame. And now we move on. Mm. And that's the respect factor for both Penrith and James and our footy club as well.
The relationship that Andrew Webster has with the Panthers, Cam, did that make it a little bit easier for it to be such a smooth transition, the respect that he has for James and likewise, and for it to be able to stay out of the media and happen so quickly?
Yeah, of course. Webby's obviously had a history of coaching at Penrith, and James is a part of that. And so that relationship already existed. And, that's a really big benefit when you're going through these discussions. 9 times out of 10, you've got to sell them what the footy strategy is and get connection between the coach and the player when you're talking to elite players such as James. And they've got to feel that connection, feel that comfort. And, that went a long way because of that existing relationship to helping it happen, you know, quicker than normal.
What's the immediate feedback been from fans in New Zealand, Cam? And have you been inundated through the club with support? Because we got text messages last night, and I sent you one. We had people from Invercargill, Wanaka, Dunedin, down that South Island, which you know, inherently has been really a rugby union part of the country. I know you've got a good relationship with Christchurch, but all those various parts of the South Island were texting us last night how excited they were. Was it likewise with the club receiving that support?
Yeah, very much so. The announcement stopped the country. He's certainly a big brand in footy. He's an absolute outstanding athlete and footy player, but more importantly, a human and a great leader of our country's rugby league landscape. So everyone was shocked by the announcement. And I think once they picked their jaws up off the off the floor, we've just had, you know, so much response to it, all very positive. From my perspective, it's now moving on to tomorrow night and focusing on this year. We've got a very good footy team this year that we want to do the best we possibly can, and people can look forward to next year, but let's all get back into the game this year, because it's, you know, they'll forget about it if we get beaten tomorrow night. So we've got to be on the ball.
What's the response been like from the players?
Yeah, everyone's been very positive. But, you know, we all love Ads, and he's here, and we're all focused on everyone playing well with him this year and him leading the way. And the players appreciate when you get and secure people like James Fisher-Harris, as would have been the Cronulla Sharks when they announced Adden was going there. It's just all part of it. And, players love to play with great players, and both clubs, Cronulla getting Adden and us getting James, feel that. And I'm sure they're very much looking forward to that, but that's at a later stage to worry about.
All these clubs sitting around a campfire singing Kumbaya and melting marshmallows. How good is it, Cam? Now the Hill at Mount Smart Stadium, we've had a few people that have texted us about that, the hill behind the goalpost, which when we used to play there, all you used to hear was drums, people beating drums while you're trying to defend your try line. Now, is it a OH&S concern that you can't sit people on that hill anymore? Like, what's the story there when you're watching on TV?
Yeah, there's a capacity threshold, obviously, and that hill's extremely steep. And whilst we can sell some tickets up there, it's definitely not like the old days. We've got an extra lot of seating down the other end that didn't exist in the old days when the hill was well in play. But look, a lot of people, if the sun's out, they're up there sitting on the hill and the kids are running around, but we can only, you know, control so many at the stadium, and that's something that we, you know, we do well, and allows us to have an absolutely outstanding atmosphere and, you know, bring in the stadium alive. And we're announced today we're sold out for the Anzac Day game, yeah, which I'm really proud about, because we fought hard to get that back in New Zealand, and our fan base has responded by buying every ticket they could, so very proud of that.
Well, that'll be 8 sellouts in a row, 3 from the end of last year, 4 this year, and obviously next week as well. That's outstanding, Cameron. That's unbelievable. Now, we spoke to your coach, Webby, Andrew Webster, the other night, and I asked him if that bloke who does the shoey is still in front of him, in front of the coach's box, every time they win. He has made a promise to us, and I want you to do the same tonight here,
yeah,
Cameron George. He's promised us that if you win the premiership, which I've got you in the GF against the Panthers, by the way. Geez, won't that be a great game?
Yep.
Oh, will you do a shoey along with your head coach? He said he would if you win the grand final.
Out of his shoe.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll do two. I'll do left and right shoe.
That doesn't surprise
me. I'll take them both off him, and I'll do two if we win the grand final. I'll make Webby do two as well.
I don't believe Webby, by the way, that he would do it.
He wouldn't do it. No. He's a proud casino boy, see, Cam George. And the casino Cougars in their first game last week, Cam, you might know this, they both played the Mullumbimby Giants, 30-all draw.
Yeah, mate, intercept tried last minute of the game. 90-metre run. What a fantastic result for the boys. And that's a great start of the year, mate. They've got a heap of new players, new coaches. I think Brian Smith's helping out, which is fantastic for the local game. And, I'm very excited for the Cougars this year. So hopefully things continue to go well.
Cameron George, because you're going to do a double shoey, you're equal first in my eyes.
Blake Solly CEOs.
Blake Solly drinks champagne out of one of those old-fashioned flat glasses. Yeah. Now, you're number one now, Cameron George.
He'll be in Hollywood with Russell Crowe.
Yeah,
he
won't true.
Be with me on the hill.
True.
What a tool.
Shoes,
exactly.
Invite
him over, though.
Yeah.
Cameron George, the number one CEO in the NRL. Mate, well done.
Yeah.
Fantastic news for the Warriors. And look, good luck this year. I think you boys are only warming up. And thanks for joining us on Sports
Day. Big game in Wollongong this weekend. Good luck, mate.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate your time.
We're back. This is Sports Day for the new refined 7-seat Kia Sorento and Nutrien Ag Solutions, going further for Australian farmers.
Oh, wow.
This is your pick.
Budster just said, is that Yoko Ono?
What is this at?
I know you love me.
I still think the text of the month is Cam going, is Rat doing Australian Idol now?
He's ticked off Australian Idol.
That is horrific. We're playing some of the...
Rooster Muzz says, I'd rather listen to Indonesian Idol than Glenn.
This is what he means by that. Does she say Channel 9?
Actually, go again. Ready? So if I ask you the question, ready?
What?
If I ask you the question, hey, what, if you're not listening to the radio SEN League tonight, where can I watch the footy?
Okay, let's do some texts. Let's be serious.
From Tomo, barricade the front door, everyone. Big Nelson's off the chain. Nelson Asafa Solomana back in.
He'd be cranky, won't he?
Oh, yeah. He's an angry big man. Mm. He's got a real angry streak in him. Even at training, they reckon he treats his teammates like enemies.
How happy do you reckon the players are running out this weekend in the New South Wales Cup, knowing he's not going to be on the
Shane Webke
side.
Was like that. He used to hurt his own teammates at training. That's how intense his training was. Nelson's like that as well. Hey, Woogie, I've checked the NRL table again for you, and South still haven't been given their bye rounds. Yet Titans still on top of South with less wins.
I know, and still Rat, less wins, no wins.
Hmm.
And Rat gave him a D+.
I know. Cam says Webke, Simba, Siva, Craig Young, Robert Stone, DY Dragon. And what about Big Willie Mason and Mark Ogre O'Mealy?
Yeah, the Shrek.
That was Dan from the Goldie. Yeah, they were, I mean, that forward pack that they had in that 2004. I mean, they had it the 2 years previous as well. Weren't good enough in 03. But 02, they had all the points taken off them, of course, for the salary cap breach. Yeah, they were always going to get there, that side. And Isaac as well, yeah. Webke and Petro seem to be the favourite, which I tend to think they've been historically definitely in the top five greatest front row partners of all time.
Mate, 482 in my head for the rest of the night. Cheers, boys. Happy bowler. Turn around. Channel 9. I said that to Daddy in the break. I said, mate, all the way home tonight, you'll be going, turn around.
Hey, Brad says, mate, I've actually played footy with your two favourite CEOs, Blake Solly, your big tackling lock at Leeds, Ackies, and Cam, an elusive ball-playing 5-8 at the casino RSM Cougars. Both generally good fellas. Yeah, they are, Brad.
They're great.
Nice,
and great CEOs too.
Yeah, outstanding, outstanding. What do we got here? Geez, I'm hoping Humphrey Bear's head gets stuck in. Oh, is that crime scene?
Crime scene, you're off the bit
What's
tonight,
What's going
mate?
On, crime scene? Are you...
And what are you talking about with me reading the Bible?
Are you on the Tallies? What's going on?
Hey,
he also says that if you think Joey Manu can break into the All Blacks team, people are idiots. Manu would struggle to make a New Zealand schoolboys team in union. That being said, Manu is probably going to be good enough to make the Wallabies. Yeah. I don't know.
5-6-4. Mm-hmm. Seriously, I'm ready to put my hands through the radio and stick that music up you know where. Time to turn over to Grant. No, it's time to turn around.
Yeah, absolutely.
Canara Cowboy was not. Is that Bjork or Madonna? Not sure.
Mm. What about John Dallas Donnelly and Bruce Gibbs?
Oh, yes.
They're in the 70s. That's what Mike says. Yeah, Dallas Donnelly unfortunately passed away in the surf. Byron Bay, I think it was.
Mm.
Yeah, he was a, I think he had an epileptic fit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm, but yeah, they actually, when you looked at them, Bruce Gibbs and Dallas Donnelly, they didn't look like they were athletes, but they got a lot of people looking through the corner of their eyes.
I've got one for you.
Yep.
And I think you've got a story about this. This is from Kebab on the text. Best front row was Chief and Butts, in my opinion.
Frightening. So Butts was, he was a quick front rower, but he was really tough. Like when you looked at Butts' head, he had that many scars on it over his eyes. He looked like a professional boxer. He looked like an old bush pig. You know, he had cuts all over his eyes, and he had stitcher marks. His ears were all cauliflowered. He was like just a filthy animal on the
just
field.
A Newcastle local.
Oh, like Glenn.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was like a throwback to the 60s.
Yeah,
like
right.
It was like he's playing in the wrong ear. Anyway, I tackled him one day around the legs, and my head was sort of around the back of his legs, and I was breathing heavy because it was, you know, the game was tough, and I went, "Oh, Buttsy, did you yourself?" He goes, "Yeah, probably."
Oh,
like it wouldn't surprise if he did.
Right.
Yeah, he's just a
just on the field.
I said, "Did you just?" He goes, "Yeah, probably."
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Oh, he was a tough man. Tough man.
Before we go to the break, of course, Thursday night footy on SEN League, not far away. The Roosters are taking on the Storm at Allianz Stadium. Simon from Liverpool also agrees. Marco Mealy and Willie Mason as a front row one-two punch.
Hey, also, Man Boobs is talking about Jaden Sewer. He says Queensland Origin play every day. He's more or less saying, do you think maybe you might get a call up to the Queensland side? You know what? He's a guy that has, since he's played Origin, he had a lean 1 year after that, but then he's been really good for the Dragons, Jaden Sewer. He could be a guy that could sneak in, actually, on the bench.
Okay.
He might be, I'm not going to call him a smoky, but he could be a guy that could sneak onto the bench. He's the series that he had when the Queensland won that Origin series, he was outstanding. So he's sort of one that's really flown under the radar a little bit.
Hey, the other one here, just off topic a bit, from 158. One player no one is talking about is Val Holmes off contract 2025. Could you see him in a Roosters jersey?
No, I don't think so.
I can't see him leaving Far North Queensland.
He's only 28 years. He turns 29.
But it's his home, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. He was. I couldn't see the Cowboys ever letting him go, to be honest. He's pretty important to the playing group.
He's only 28.
I know. And, you know, he went away and had that furore into
NFL.
I should say, in the NFL, I should. And because he did that, you feel as though that there's this gap in his career and he's a lot older than what he is. And he's been around for so long. Yeah, he was part of that Sharks 2016 premiership.
Yeah,
sorry.
Right. Yeah.
Now, a lot of people forget about that as well.
8 years ago.
Yeah, so there you go. He's 20 years of age.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Hey, before we go to break, another front row duo for you. Mikko from Toowoomba says, boys, just tune in, but Tunks and Kelly in the front of that 80s Canterbury pack.
Peter Kelly was out at Penrith as well. He used to. His saying was, hit him high, hit him low, hit him with the old elbow. Yeah, he was a tough man.
Hey, the good old days.
Yeah, both he and Les Davidson had some great matchups.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Righty, I've got to go to a break. This is Sports Day. When we come back, our warm-up segment as we preview Thursday night footy. This is Sports Day.
Nutrient Ag Solutions, going further for Australian farmers. Find your local branch at nutrient.com.au. The groundbreaking all-electric Kia EV9, the 2024 drive car of the year. Find out more at kia.com.au. This is Sports Day. We're back. This is Sports Day for the new refined 7-seat Kia Sorento and Nutrien Ag Solutions, going further for Australian farmers.
I thought I'd give our listeners a bit of a break from the wonderful Lithuanian idol and Australian idol. We've got a great text here. It's from Walnuts. I'm cooking tea, listening to you, Pear, and every time you play that music, my wife looks at me like I'm a freak. Just another day of marriage. Who are you going for tonight, Walnuts? A lot of people struggling with this game tonight, Sats.
Yeah.
As we do our Thursday night warm-up. But thanks to our great mates at Ream, accept nothing less than Australia's best. I know you and Daddy have been to-ing and fro-ing about who to pick tonight. Convince me why. I just think Melbourne are going to win this game. Not easily. I think it'll be a tight struggle, but they may win by about 8 points tonight at Allianz.
Record says that they will, you know, crap stats says that they should win in Sydney. But in saying that, they weren't great against the Bulldogs last week. They got out of jail against the Bulldogs last week, the Melbourne Storm. Bulldogs were great, don't get me wrong. But, yeah, they got out, and that was at home as well. So
they still won, though.
Yeah, they did. But I've got to say, what the Roosters did to Newcastle last week, Newcastle started off at a high intensity, really good pace, and then the Roosters just said, you know, we need to slow this game down. We need to drag them back into an arm wrestle, and then we'll try and control the rest of the game. And they did it really well, and they did it on the back of a number of people, but Brandon Smith out of dummy half was
best game for the Roosters.
Yeah, got to agree. So they get Tedesco back as well. Unfortunately, Sammy Walker has failed that 11-day HIA. So
just on Teddy, I love, and again, man boobs, I'm not becoming a Roosters supporter. I haven't spoken much about South this week because, mate, they got the bye. And I think South gets enough coverage as it is, and there's nothing good to talk about at the moment. But just on Robbo's comments around Teddy to a journalist, a crap journalist, I don't know who it was, but seriously, like to question why, you know, did you consider Manu at fullback instead of Teddy? He's like, seriously? He's our captain, New South Wales captain, Australian captain, currently, right? Do you not watch the game? And why would you even question? Why would you even question Tedesco going back to fullback? And I just love what Robbo did. He just he squashed it straight away and backed his skipper in fullback.
Well, he knows. He knows that if you've got two classy players, why are you going to squeeze one out for the sake of putting a player in a position? Why not have both of them in the same side?
Absolutely.
It doesn't mean that Manu's got to stick to one side of the field. It means that Manu can have a roving role. Like, you got two roving fullbacks. I mean, Trent Robinson's won enough comps and been in the game long enough to understand his players. So, he's 100% right. Like, you're not playing fantasy footy, he said. We're not looking at the amount of fantasy points that they gather in a game, and that's where we're going to pick them in their position. So, based on Tedesco being back, it's going to be interesting how he's going to go with contact.
Yep.
Yeah, so
give us your juicy.
I'm taking Roosters.
Yep, by?
By six.
Right.
And my anytime try scorer, Will Warbrick.
Oh, he's good. He drinks full cream milk.
Will Warbrick and Harry Grant.
Okay, juiciest matchup, Smith versus Grant. Geez, there'll be a lot of niggle in that.
Mm.
There'll be a lot of sledging, a lot of words said. That's our warm-up segment for Ream with over 80 years manufacturing right here in Australia. Of course, it's Australia's favourite. SEN League on its way next. You can grab that, of course, on SEN and across the Super Radio Network. Joel Kane, Brett Kamali and Mark Carroll live from Allianz Stadium. You and the Rat will be back for Sports Day on Monday night. Hey, thanks for your text tonight. We haven't got enough time to get through them with a one-hour show, have we, Sats?
No, we haven't. Greg Dowling, Sam Bacco, Ponga. Quentin Pongia and John Lomax. Yeah.
I'm coming around to your place. We're back,
Jared. Yeah, Nisso's away tonight.
I know.
Yeah.
See you, Monday.
Good night!
Nutrien Ag Solutions. Going further for Australian farmers. Find your local branch at nutrien.com.au. The groundbreaking all-electric Kia EV9. The 2024 drive car of the year. Find out more at kia.com.au. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment.